What's up? It's Weekend Weebs, episode 31, June 15th, 2023. Alonzo, got my man Jason with me, and got another week of shows for us. Want to start with Demon Slayer?
Should we start with Demon Slayer?
I mean,
I think we should
to.
start with you said we might have to.
I said we don't have to.
Oh,
I just usually start
I
with
think
it
we
because
start
it's
with
most
Vinland.
popular. You know, do Vinland, that's fine.
Because this, yeah, I feel like we should say the best for last.
Wait, what's the best?
Well, the best to me was either Heavenly Delusion or Hell's Paradise.
Okay, well, let's do Vinland then.
I just want to do Vinland because it was very underwhelming, I feel like.
You thought it was underwhelming? I mean, I can
yeah,
clearly say that.
I thought
Why
it was
don't we,
underwhelming.
where do we leave off just with...
We left off, remember all the guards surrounded him, and then the
Oh,
episode
yeah.
ended. He was
Kunu
like,
was
if
like,
you want
you'll
to
have to
stop me,
kill
you're going to
me,
have to kill me.
basically.
Yeah. And then it picks back up. They're still talking. Thorfinn basically is like, you're such a smart dude. I can't really argue with that. I'm just going to keep running away. But I'm going to find a place where whatever you're doing isn't going to reach me. So you're making a world for people to live in, and I can't blame you for that. But I'm also making a world that the people that can't be accepted in your world can live. So don't give me hard work and don't make it so that a bunch of people have to come to where I want to, you know, how I want to live. Make it so your way can kind of work for majority of people. So the people that it doesn't work for, it won't be a lot, and they can just come to me. And then he was like, all right, bet. I mean, that's like the super, super quick synopsis. Obviously, there's a little more depth to it, but that's basically what it was. And then I guess Canute kind of felt he was laughing at him, but I don't think he was really laughing at him. I think he was just like laughing at the fact that this is the most out of all the peace talks he's had, this is like the most outrageous one, but it makes the most sense, I guess. I don't know. He was like, you really just came here, you got punched 100 times just to say that, like it was nothing more, you're insane. But it made him realize, I guess, that if a bunch of Vikings can create him, then I don't know, there's something more to this world. I don't know. I just felt like, I don't know, it felt very Taku no Jutsu, Naruto-esque.
Definitely Taku no Jutsu. Let me just explain for people maybe who haven't watched Vinland, who are thinking about watching Vinland. Thorfinn gets punched a bunch of times last episode. They just surrounded them. He tried to have a peace talk. Canute's like, you're going to have to kill me. We're not going to have a peace talk. And then Thorfinn is basically just like, well, I think from our perspective, there was a lot of buildup this season for Thorfinn finding who he is and deciding how he's going to deal with problems. Personally, I think some people were thinking he was going to fight his way out or fight the king or be turned to a corner like, okay, I have to kill you in order for there to be peace or something of that nature. But it was just very anticlimactic. It was just like, Thorfinn was just like, okay, well, if you're gonna, you don't really seem, you're a smart guy. If you're gonna have all this power and try to create this kingdom where you think is the most peaceful, basically, like, I trust you, and the people who aren't going to be able to live like that, I'm going to create a place for them and do a good job at your kingdom so that it doesn't create more people that have to come to the place that I'm at, is basically what he said.
Yeah.
And then Canute was kind of just like, I think he was more just like dumbfounded. Like, I have never had a peace talk like this before or talking to anyone who just like, I don't know, like gave up kind of so easily. It was kind of just like, he just basically like gave up on trying to change Canute. He was like, I'm not really gonna try to change you. And then Canute was just kind of like laughed, and he was like, you're kind of like foolish, but like, I don't know, like, I like you, and if the Vikings could create a person like you, then maybe there is some hope in the world, basically. So then that was kind of just it, and they just kind of just like walked away, and it was
yeah.
and then after
went back
that,
to Arnhide's grave.
Yeah, and they were looking at Arnhide's grave and I guess praying on it or whatever, just like reminiscing, and Thorgal came and he was like, where is everyone? Like, everyone left, like the ships were gone, and like
Yeah.
it just cuts to Canute's fleet just like going away. And I
Yeah.
was just like, wow, okay, well.
And it was a little bit of a time. Well, it wasn't really a time. Well, yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, they went into the future, but then came back to the present because they were like, his fleet, his army dwindled down to only 16 ships. And then the people that the land that he was occupying with the military trusted him because he withdrew. And they were like, he believes in us and he allows us to kind of like govern ourselves, and they gain respect towards him for pulling his military out of those areas. So it's like, in turn, his kingdom got stronger and he got more loyal followers because he removed his army. And then it went back to like the present day, because all that didn't happen, you know, like he has to sail back home, but they made it seem like it happened in like, you know, a day. So they kind of like time skip. And it's kind of funny because like the dude, his right hand man, and he walked up to him. He was like, when they were leaving, because you were just talking about how it showed them leaving like on the boat, he was like, there's a lot of people, or the Vikings, they're the John's Vikings, they were displeased at what happened because they kind of just left. And he was like, I know it's a bunch of people that don't agree with me, but I also gained a lot of people that do agree with me or follow me for whatever reason. And then he was like, he asked him like, are you one of those people that don't agree? He was like, actually no, yeah, I agree, I think you should have did this, I thought this was the right thing. And it's also funny because he was the guy who told him like, hey, you know, we probably should pull our army because we don't have the money to do this. And he was like, no, my dead dad is telling me I need to get more power. And it's just like all of this could have been avoided if he just listened to his right hand man and pulled his army, and the people probably would have had the same reaction. Like, they're like, oh, he trusts our people to like not try to revolt, but to stay under his, you know, his reign. Like, I'm pretty sure when he took over, he didn't like completely change the economy or whatever. It's just like, hey, I'm your new king, but you guys can live pretty much the same way you're living, kind of deal. Not like, I don't know. I feel like all of this could have been avoided if he just listened to the guy who's his right-hand man instead of like listening to his dead floating dad head in his mind to get money and power. But, you know, it's whatever. I
So Canute just basically just had a complete 360 change of heart. He's just like he dwindled his forces down to like 12 ships. He took all his army out of England. He did not take the farm that he came to
Yeah,
take. He didn't
he
take
didn't
any
need to, because
farms.
the only reason they were taking the farms is because they needed to pay the military. But they got rid of the military, so they don't need to pay the people. And that's what the dude was telling them. Remember when they were first like, where he was like, retribution or whatever, we're gonna take people's land. And he was like, yeah, we could do that, but we could also just get rid of the army. Like, we don't need this many people. He was like, no, I need more land. I need to show them that I'm a strong king or whatever. He was like, if I remove my armies, people will try to attack me. And it's
Well,
like, which
maybe
I
it's
guess is partially true. That's like fair to say. Like, you just took this land, and if you remove your army right after you took it, people are going to be like, well, we can try to, you know, take it back. But I don't know, bruh.
But maybe he didn't have a clear picture or take the time to understand how the English really felt about him being the ruler. Because maybe
Yeah.
they would have been cool from the very beginning. He just assumed that they wouldn't like him. I don't know. But I see like a foil in characters when you talk about like Kettle and him. Like they both wanted all this land or power or money, and they didn't really have the resources to keep them under control, and they were kind of stretching themselves thin to do that. And I think like Canute in the end, just by talking to Thorfinn, I guess he finally realized like maybe I don't need all this. And I think for Kettle, I don't know if he's ever
I
even
don't think
learned. I don't
Kettle
think he's
found
learned that
anything.
lesson.
I think his life is just over. Not over, but like he's gonna be depressed. But his son, Omer, is like the new head of the house, basically. Like, he's the one that went to go talk to, you know, Thorfinn and Einar with Snake and the old master when they like left the ship or they were leaving. So I feel like he's gonna be like the new head. I feel like the grandfather also feels that way too. Like, he feels like Kettle isn't really I don't know. I feel like he's had feelings about Kettle, like, even though they haven't really mentioned it at all, but that one time he was like, I told my son, like, it's no reason to have all this land. It makes no sense. But he just doesn't, you know, he doesn't care. He doesn't listen to me. But it's whatever. So I feel like he's also feeling like Omar should, you know, just take over and everything. So
Do you think
yeah.
Kettle isn't fit to do it?
I wouldn't say Kettle
I don't
isn't fit
know.
because, like, I'm not gonna lie, his character took a big change, like his perspective, or at least how I look at him. Because remember, I was like, this dude's pretty chill, like he's a nice guy. And then when you think about it, like obviously he's a slave master still, like you know, like it sounds
Yeah.
crazy to say, oh, a slave master is a nice guy, but like compared relative to his peers, especially the guy who Garter was under. He's way nicer. Like he doesn't, it seems like he doesn't really beat or mistreat his slaves for the most part. Like he doesn't even like punishing them really, except for Arnhide when she tried to run away. That's when like he took a turn. And then when you think about, like, I know you mentioned that one person was like, people aren't really thinking about how like he's technically raping Arnhide. Like she doesn't have a choice to whether or not to be like his, I guess. I don't want to say girlfriend, like I don't know. I guess like I don't know. I
Hooker,
guess that's what like is his sex slave, I
his
guess.
sex, yes, sex
Yeah.
slave.
So like and then when you look at it like that, it's like, damn, that's not, you know, that's yeah, that's not really a good guy. But in the context of the story, you know, and relative
Yeah,
to the
and
other slave master we've seen.
I guess I'm sure there are other slave masters with sex slaves who treat them way worse than he treated Arnhide.
Yeah, but so I don't know, 'cause remember I was like, oh, he's a pretty cool guy. Like when he first got Einar, and he was like, yeah, you guys can do all this. Like, and then after 3 years, once you cultivate the land, you know, like
Yeah.
I'll let you guys sell it back to me and for your freedom and everything. It's like, oh, that's cool. Like most people would be like, no, you're my slave for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? Like he was like, yeah, you can earn your freedom. It was really an indentured like servitude, which I guess is not really like your traditional form of slave, you know, slavery, but I don't know.
I feel like
But
he was
it's
a
funny because
nice
like
guy up
I don't
until
feel bad.
that.
Like Canute, I never really, I don't want to say I disliked him or I liked him. I was kind of indifferent. Like he didn't make me feel any type of way for real. Except when he killed his brother, I was like, damn, what the fuck? Like he was
Yeah,
like,
I
we
didn't
could,
like
you know,
that.
like we could lead together. He was like, we can, you know, be in power together and build like a relationship of our two lands, kind of being like two countries that are the same like the same, but they're not the same, but they work together so much that if
Yeah,
you're
like
in either part,
allies.
yeah, exactly, like allies. But he was like, no, I just want everything. And that was like the only sus thing really that he did. And then he poisoned people, which
I feel
obviously
like he
is
didn't
sus too.
trust anyone. Like I feel like it was less about he wanted absolute power and more just like he didn't trust anyone. Like he didn't
You
trust
don't
his
think he trusted
brother.
his brother?
No, he's I'm pretty sure that's what he said when he was talking to the head. He was like, one day he's
No, but
gonna
remember
try
he
to
said he
want the
killed him is
power.
because he said he killed him is be the reason he killed him was because he felt like among the public it would be, you know, some people would feel like I'm the true king or he's the true king, and even though we're not at odds with each other, that would cause like the people of the land to be at odds against each other, and then that would result into them having to fight. Because you got a group of people that say no, he's the true king, and another group of people says no, he's the true king. It's like, why is there not one unified kingdom? Why are we listening to two different people? And then that would force his hand into saying like, okay, well, one of us has to, you know, take hold of everything, or else it'll just be like all out civil war, basically.
I thought he just didn't trust him because he thought one day he would want to be the one ruler. So I thought he was just trying to
It
get
could
to
be
him
both, though.
first.
It could be both. I kind of feel
Yeah.
like, 'cause he did mention that he felt like the people would be like, why is there two different kings? And I do think he also mentioned what you said, like his brother might try to come after power too. But he could have just talked it out with him. Like they could have just had a conversation. And
Yeah.
if the answers didn't come up how he wanted them to, then he could just poison them. But he just was like, I mean, I'm not saying he should have did that regardless, but if he was going to poison him, you could at least sat down and talk to him before poisoning him and then showing up to his deathbed like, hey, you know, I hope you get better.
Yeah.
Lying to his face.
Like, oh, how'd this happen?
Yeah. And then he's having memories of how his brother used to be nice to him when he was a kid. Yeah, yeah. All right. Now you're sorry. That's crazy. But I don't know. This whole season for me, I felt like the ending so far, I mean, the next episode is called Hometown, so I'm looking forward to that.
I feel like this episode really felt like the finale.
What, this episode? The ending was like, it had the text, and it was like no sound. It was music, and it was showing everybody in their respective time, like areas during that time after everything happened, and it was saying, I forgot what the quote said, but it was, you know,
carve it into my flesh.
So, but next episode, I think, is going to be very lighthearted, and I'm looking forward to it, because he's finally going to see his mom and his sister. If his mom is still alive, his mom should still be alive, and his sister should be, like, freaking, she was already super strong, so she's probably, like, crazy now, like, the leader of the village and whatnot, and I think that would just be cool to see everybody's reactions to seeing him again, and then his reaction to, like, being back home. Yeah. So, that would be cool.
Yeah, they just—it didn't really end abruptly. They just left off, and on a ship. Did they even leave? Oh, they did leave with Leaf. I was confused for a second.
Yeah, they left with Leaf. They were on the ship talking, too. Okay. Like when they were leaving, because Snake told him his real name.
Oh yeah, I forgot it though.
Yeah, I did too. I don't think it's that big of a deal. No. Like, I think it's like a respect thing. Like, you know, he's like, "This is my real name." But I don't think it means anything more to the story.
And Peter is alive.
Yeah, he got his arm cut off.
That was...
Or his, like, forearm. Or did he just lose his hand?
I think his arm is just injured from the picture I'm seeing.
Oh, okay.
It's just in a sling. I don't think it's, like, off or anything. But, yeah, that was kind of abrupt, too, because they were like, is he alive or not? And then he just, like, pops up. Like,
oh, yeah, when they were walking, he was like, don't look in through those bodies, because if you see Peter... then you're just going to lose your mind. Remember, he was like, your emotions are going to take over.
Yeah.
Before they went to go talk to Canute.
Okay. So overall, were you disappointed?
I'll say this season as a whole. Because, you know, I was one of the people like, I like it. I like, you know, him coming into himself, finding his personality, who he is. And I felt like that all of that was done when he fought against Snake and he realized I will have to use violence selectively to get peace.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, and that, and I was like, I was okay with that, because his dad did the same thing. Because remember when Floki, that's the Jom's Viking leader, he set him up with Oskalad. He was like, hey, I need you to kill Thors. And then they ambushed him in the valley on the ship, and then Thors was like, you know, like, he's a true warrior. He's like, you know, I'm not really trying to fight. Like, you guys don't understand, war is not a real thing. Like, it's not what you think it is. Like, war is not fun. Like, I know you guys want to go to war. And then when they went there, he fought all the people. He didn't kill any of them. He just, like, injured them to the point where they were, like, incapacitated, basically. And he was like, hey, just let us go. They only want me, just take me, basically, kind of thing. And he fought for the peace of the rest of the crew and all the kids and his son and everybody else who came with him. And I thought he would understand, like, okay, sometimes I will have to use violence to defend what I need to defend, but I don't have to do it to the point where I have to kill somebody or I have to go overboard. And that's kind of how I felt he took Snake when he was trying to protect Garter and Arnhide. But then he kind of just completely, like, reverted back after he took 100 punches to the face and went up to Canute and was like, I'm just going to run away forever. Like, so I'm like, all right, well, so, like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying him running is a bad thing. Like, I understand it, but there has to be times when you're willing to fight. And it's looking like he's just, like, 100% pacifist. Never going to do anything. Never going to punch anybody. Never going to hurt anybody. So, I don't know.
Maybe there's, like, a scale to it. Maybe when he sees, like, Canute and he's his army, he's like, you know, I realistically can't stop a whole kingdom or army by myself. And if I did take down the leader, I wouldn't be able to replace that leader or do anything to stabilize a country. So maybe he's just like, realistically, I can't really do anything about you. So, like, if when it comes to my territory that I'm building, maybe that's when he would feel the need to use violence if necessary.
Yeah.
I understand where he's coming from. Like, even if he were to, like, fight Canute and kill him, it would be like,
no, I'm not saying like, he should have killed Canute or tried to fight Canute, but it's mainly the 100-punch thing. Like, he did gain respect from everybody who was watching, but it's like, at the same time, you probably could have gained that same amount of respect if you just one-shotted him in front of everybody and was like, all right, now let me go talk to the king.
Yeah, the 100-punchers thing is still silly to me.
So that's, like, that's the biggest thing to me. I didn't expect him to try to fight Canute or try to kill Canute, but the 100-punch thing was like, all right, bro. Like, all right, come on now. His reasoning is, like, good, too, for it. He was saying, like, I never met you, never met me. So for me to come up here and try to fight you, that would be, you know, how would that look? Even though he explained why he came up here and who he wanted to talk to and what he was trying to do. But I guess that would have been like, oh, he just fought our a top, you know, guard or whatever. So what's to say he won't try to trick us and get close to Canute, and then once he's there, try to pull something, you know? So I guess I can understand from that perspective, but I don't know. These past two episodes have kind of made me feel like the season was a waste, low key.
What? A waste? Yes, why do you feel like waste. It was a waste?
Because, like, the climax of the season didn't live up to... Like, I felt like we got enough of who he was after the whole Arnhide thing. If you get what I'm saying. Like, I feel like his character development for the season ended and was at his apex to me after the Arnhide incident.
Okay.
Like, after that runaway slave arc, I felt like everything we needed to know about him was there. Like, he wants peace, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to avoid violence at every cost if he can, but if it comes down to it, he will use it to fight for peace. But that's, like, last resort. But then we get to the 100-punch thing, which I think is just dumb. Like, I'm not going to lie. It's just stupid. It's dumb. Like, it I feel stupid. Like it makes no sense. I don't get why he would fight Snake, but then he would take 100 punches.
Yeah, I don't really get that plot point either.
So, I don't know.
I mean, I guess with Snake, there was no other option. Like, Snake was going to kill Garter. But with the 100-punches thing...
I mean, Garter still died. Still died. Like, that's what I'm saying, though. He fought him, and then he got to him, and he still died.
Yeah. You live and you learn, I guess. I don't know. I guess, like, if he did fight him, I guess there was no guarantee that all of them, that he would have got the same respect. But I feel like he would have got some respect if he just beat him in a fight.
I do, too.
So, I don't know. I wasn't really disappointed by this episode. I was more... Honestly, I was kind of impressed that, like...
That he got Canute to change his mind? That impressed you?
Because I was like, what? Like, I think I was, like, as confused as Canute was. Like, in that moment when he was like, I'll just run away. I was just like, what? Like, I just wasn't expecting that at all. And I felt as confused as Canute. And then Canute's reaction was, like, so funny. And just, like, you know what? Like, you were really, like, different and weird and silly. But, like... I like you still. And it just changed his complete mindset. And he just did a whole 360. And that was, like, so funny to me. And then I was just like, well, okay. Everything's kind of wrapped up. And it just felt, like, so anticlimactic. But, like, I feel like that was, like, the whole season, really. Like, everything that you thought would have been, like, a fight or something kind of ended anticlimactically. Like, even with the war or, like... I don't know, like the war was supposed to be like a.
But remember,
a huge
I was saying,
I
wanted Thor, because my prediction was like they would get peace, like, you know, like they were talking out, and basically what happened is what I predicted, like, you know, he would lead a farm and stuff. But I thought Thorgal was going to show up last minute and cause mayhem. That's what I wanted. That's really what I wanted. I'm not gonna lie. That would have been, you know, like the pinnacle, of like, all right, you know, I'm gonna lead a farm, you know. Talked it out, cool. But then Thorgal shows up and then just starts going ballistic, but ends up dying. Yeah, but ends up dying right before he gets to Canute. Like, he just, you know, chopped down all these people. But Canute still has his, you know, he still agrees with Thorfinn, but, you know, he just threatened my life, so we had to get him out of here. Like, it's nothing more we could do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it had to be that. You know, that's what it is. But, and we're not going to take that out on the rest of the farm, because he came. He's not even the head of the house. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man.
Yeah, there wasn't really,
I do think next episode is going to change my mind. I'm going to be happy for next episode. But it was just like, I don't know. I just feel like they wasted so much time. Like, if it was just going to be him being like, all right, I agree with you, I'm going to leave. They could have did that in like 5 minutes. And then, you know what I'm saying? But
I don't know. This show is very, like, deep. So, like, I'm trying to, like, understand, like, what would be the reasons for making it like this, where it's, like, so anticlimactic. And just, like, I don't know. I was impressed by the fact that the whole first season was just, like,
it's so
fighting
different.
And, like, yeah, insanity and all this other stuff. And then I was just impressed that they did this season, made this season so interesting, despite there being barely any fighting in it. So that was my take on that. And this episode really felt like a finale. So I'm going to be very surprised if next episode can top that, as far as feeling like an ending.
Because
they had the whole, like, they, like, went off home on the boat, and, like, they had the music and the showing all the different characters.
You know what it is? I feel like this next episode, I don't want to say filler, but it'll feel like a, not a filler episode, because it has context to the story, but just like, hey, here's something to show, like, he's back home, you know, just showing him at home. But it's not really, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's not, I don't know, it's weird how I'm trying to explain it. But some shows have things like that, where they have, it's not necessarily a filler episode, but it doesn't necessarily really add to the story, but like it's still canon.
Like a prologue, but like at the end.
Yeah. So epilogue.
Epilogue, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's all I got to say about Vinland this week.
I don't got more to say about it.
Okay. You want to talk about Demon Slayer? I think
most
of the episode
Demon
was just
Slayer.
Backstory, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was mainly just backstory. She was the love Hashira was fighting Upper Four, and she was just chopping up his dragons, got close to him, was about to behead him, basically, but then Tanjiro was yelling, like, that's not the main body, and then he opened his mouth and did the vibration thing. Like the beam, and like destroyed. Not he didn't really destroy her,
that
but she
like
tensed up
or something.
Yeah, yeah, she tensed up, but she like flexed her whole body to absorb the impact, and then she was just kind of like stuck, but she was able to withstand the blast. And then he was like, "All right, well," like he says something. He first the demon says something about her body. He was like, "She is like her frame does not match her strength. Like she's super strong." In comparison to how her body looks, like she
like her
is extremely
BMI
strong.
Is like off.
Yeah, and he was like, "Well, this is good because if I eat strong opponents, I gain more strength." And so he was about to, but he was like, "First, let me like crush your brain or smash your skull." Yeah, I'm like, "Oh my god, oh my god, bro!" And then he was about to punch her in the face, and then it does the whole flashback. We get her backstory. She's basically is like an anomaly. She's been strong since she was a baby. Abnormally strong. She also kind of second guessed herself when she was growing up because she wanted to build a family and get like a husband. And she talked about that too in the, like, I want to say the first or second episode. She was like, I became a Hashira because I want to find someone who's stronger than me so I can have a family with them, basically. Like, I need a husband who's stronger than me. And she was like, that's why I became a Hashira, because I want to find somebody who's stronger than me. And so she goes over that, and basically she got, like, not neglected, but
her first husband dropped her off the
roster.
Yeah,
it was a interview. It was an interview, and he was like, yeah, you can just tell them, like, it went bad, and it's not going to happen.
I forgot his reasons.
You got green hair.
It wasn't, like, because of her hair and
yeah, he was like, you got green hair. Imagine passing that down to my kids. Like, what the heck do I look like? And the only person that'll marry you is, like, a boar or an animal or something. Because like you eat too much and you're super strong. I'm like,
oh,
these
yeah,
reasons
I forgot
are
that
so
she ate a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, these reasons are so dumb, but okay. Anyway, and then she went back home and she was all sad. And then her parents was like, it's okay, you can live with us forever. And then she was just like, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Yeah,
You could have at
basically.
least said, no, you're fine, someone. Not, oh, it's okay, you can just stay here with us forever. And then she started like hiding who she was. She dyed her hair black and she was like, I gotta act like I'm not strong and I don't like to eat all the time and stuff. And then she was about to, she did another interview and then she was like, no, I can't do that. I gotta be myself. And then it was flashbacks to her talking to the leader of the
The Demon
Demon
Slayer
Slayer
Corps.
Corps. He was like, anybody who talks down on you or says you shouldn't be this way are just jealous and they want to be as strong as you. And then it showed her with the snake Hashira,
Yeah.
and I don't know if she likes him. I don't know if he likes her. He was just looking out the window. I don't think it's more to
He
that
just
than
seems
him
like
just
a
looking out the
very,
window.
just like, not
Yeah, but I think
exactly
she likes him. I
shy,
think
like
she
a
does
loose
like him though.
character.
I don't think he's even shy. I think he's just like, yeah, you can have these socks. Cause he was looking out the window at something. It wasn't like he was looking at the wall. It was a window. And then he looked back at her after he gave them to her, like, yeah, you can just have these. He was like, if they get messed up, it's fine. Like, I'll just get you some more. I think he's literally just
You don't
like a
think that's
carefree.
his version of being shy?
No, I don't know. I think that's just him. Cause he's like
Okay.
his character just seems kind of weird in general. Like whenever we see him. So I don't think he's like shy. I just think that's how he is. But I think she might. I might be reaching. You know how like they do like fan
For
relationships or whatever. It's
ships.
probably yeah, fan ships. That's probably one of them. But she was like she felt like super good about those socks. So I don't know. And he's a Hashira and he's super strong. So it just matches. You know, like it what she's looking for is just lines up. If
Yeah.
that's the case, if it's not, it's whatever. But
I could see it.
so it shows that, and then it cuts back to all of them saying we have to save her. She's our only hope. She's the strongest. And then she was like, I'll never lose to a villain like you. Da 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 da, evil people. And then they keep fighting. And then she gets a mark, a demon crest. That's what he was like, this looks like a demon crest. Which is different than what at least I think is different than what Tanjiro and the other
Moichiro.
Moichiro have, because he didn't say it's a demon crest. He was like, it's a mark.
Yeah, he said like a demon
So
mark. I don't know. I
no,
don't
he
know.
said he told he said hers was a demon crest. He was like, it's a demon crest. That looks
So,
like a
do you
demon
think it's
crest.
different?
I think it's different, but I don't think what they have is called a demon crest. I could be wrong, but hers literally was like a heart and line. It looks like a legit thing. Theirs were just like flames and clouds on their face.
I don't know. All I know is that when they like revealed that, I was like, okay, the demon marks are getting less special. Cause
Yeah,
now
I
there's
felt
like
the
three
same way. I'm like,
people.
why does this like everybody just have one? Like what like
Like
what
before
is
I was like,
this?
okay, Tanjiro having one, like that's interesting for his character. Like he doesn't really know much about his family line and like his dad memory was his dad and this other guy who looks like his dad is like interesting. But then Tokito have one or Michiro and then this girl has one. I'm like, all right, who else has one?
But I don't know. I think they'll explain it. I just don't think they're the same. I think Moichiro and Tanjiro's, I think what theirs are because of their bloodline. I don't think hers is the same. Cause he didn't say that's the mark, that's the same mark that Muzan told us to worry about. He was just like, that looks like a demon crest. Whereas the other dude was like, this dude has marks too. When Moichiro got one. And
So,
when
like,
the
what do
other
you
one
think
seen.
the difference would be, though?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. I just don't think it's the same thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's the same thing. Because like why would they not say, oh, Tanjiro also has a demon crest?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was the same thing. I feel like it is the same thing. But it could be different. And we still don't know, speaking of like demon stuff, we still don't know what Genya is. All we
Oh,
got
I
like a
mean,
little
I
bit of
feel like he's
information.
just a human who eats demons and he gets power-ups. That's basically what he said. He was like, I eat demons
That's
and
not
when
a
I get them, I
that's
get their
not a
traits.
regular thing. They still haven't explained it anything.
I mean, but he said he was like, I eat demons and then once I eat them, I get like a power-up and I
But
become stronger.
like why? Like what is that?
I mean, I'm pretty sure other people can too. They just don't eat them.
So you think all humans are probably like that?
Yeah, if they eat demons, they'll get like a power up. Probably.
I don't know, man. I need more explanation.
But it's probably just so taboo. It's probably very taboo. Possibly. And it's like, don't do that.
I don't know. I need more explanation. Because if he can eat demons and just get power-ups, like, what's stopping him from just turning into a full-on demon?
I'm pretty sure it doesn't work like that.
Okay, if he eats a demon with Muzan's blood, like, why wouldn't he turn into a demon?
I feel like consuming it and being injected with the blood is not the same.
Okay. Well, I need an explanation still. This has been one of the biggest mysteries of this season. It still has no info.
I just feel like being in... Like, think about it like this. Like, if you were to eat a cow, right? This sounds so stupid. Like, let's say you eat a hamburger, right? That's not the same as if somebody took cow blood and injected it into your body, like, into your bloodstream.
I know what I'm saying? Not the same. Yeah.
So...
Like someone like getting an IV with like water isn't the same as like drinking water.
Yeah.
Something like that. I know. But so. I just need some info. There's weird stuff going on. But I mean, that was basically all the episode was. It was just her backstory. She probably has one of the least saddest backstories of the
show. Yeah, and so that far. We kinda already debugged it ourselves. Like the us saying all the Demon Slayers got the same background. Because we were like, we only got like two or three of them, and two of them are related. Four of them are like, their family got killed by demons. Tanjiro, Morishiro, Genya, and then his brother. So it's really only three of them, because two of them share the same backstory. But then we were like, you know, it's only three out of like the seven or eight Hashira we know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then this just kind of proved like, she has a really normal life. She just wanted to be... She just wanted to find a strong person. She wanted to
be chose. That's all.
Yeah. Literally. She wanted to be chose.
She wanted to be chose. That's all.
Oh my God, bro. That just made me think about... You remember back when everybody used to have, like, she chose in their, like, Instagram? I don't know if you... They used to be like, she chose, and then their name. Like, she chose.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That just made me think of that. Oh my God, bro. That looks crazy.
That's really all she is. So, yeah, and really I mean, and then next week we just got a 70-minute finale, I think.
Yeah, hour-long finale, yep.
We should talk about Hell's Paradise next, guy. I got a hot take on Hell's Paradise.
Okay.
For that.
Go ahead.
I think that they delayed it for a week.
Oh yeah, so I see you tweet that. Out of the way. I think you tweeted it or you posted. I seen that. You said they were ducking the finale smoke.
I think they were trying to get out of the way. They were like, you know what? This show, we got sort of a lot riding on it. People are calling it part of the Shonen Dark trio. We don't want to compete in with these other shows. We gonna set it back a week because we don't want it going against Demon Slayers, our finale. And Vinland Saga's finale, which is also part of MAPPA and these other shows. That's what I think. That's my conspiracy theory.
I mean, that's fair. I don't think anybody's not going to watch it. I don't think people are going to compare finales. I mean, we might on here. I'll compare finales. I know. Like, we will. But I'm saying, like, the average viewer, like, who's just watching, they're going to be like, oh, this finale was better. Or, I don't know, maybe they would. But I wasn't going into it thinking, like, oh, which show had the better finale? You know, because I think Demon Slayer is going to have the best one. I mean, it's an hour long, and it's just, you know how they do. Like, they go over the top with the animation, and the fights are crazy. And
but Heavenly so Delusion expecting... might be really good.
Yeah. Heavenly Delusion, I think that'll be good. Don't they got two episodes left, too?
No, it's just the last one next week.
Oh, last one's next week? Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Or this week? On Saturday?
Yeah, this week.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm still
riding on my prediction, man. I think it's right. Yeah, we're not talking about the show yet, but it's looking like what I said is right.
We can based talk on about
what
it.
they're doing. I mean, we gotta talk about Heavenly Delusion though. You said you want to talk about that.
Oh, I don't care. We can do Heavenly first and then Hell's. I don't care.
All right. So Heavenly was really just like a recap of what. Or not even a recap. It was just like talking about if you want to become like a god level person, you have to be intact with like the universe. which is tile or tau, essentially. It's
You're
like
talking about
Ultra Instinct.
Hell's. You're talking about Hell's Paradise.
My fault,
Okay.
my fault. Yeah. But
Okay.
that's really all the episode was. They were just breaking down what tau is and like how you have to, if you want to compete with a god or be as strong as a god, you have to be entwined with the universe and like the essence.
Wasn't like one of the Tenzin talking about it, and then the blind master was talking
The
about
blind
a
master was
similar
talking about
thing.
it. Yeah, they all three people were talking about it. Like the Tenzin, the blind master, and the tree dude. All three of them just so happened to be talking about the same thing at the same time, but
They
in
just said,
different perspectives.
yeah, they said different terminology for it.
Yeah. 'Cause the
And
blind dude
then
was like, he almost has it, but he can't like utilize it. Like he can see it and feel it, but he can't tap into it 100%. Whereas Gabimaru basically can he can use it. Like he can use it. Which makes sense because like they're gonna end up fighting a Tenzin and they're gonna need at least 3 to 4 people that can use tau or be able to tap into that, that plane of being or whatever you want to call it to fight the Tenzin to win.
wait, are you talking about Gabimaru or the Bandit Chief?
Gabimaru.
Oh, okay.
Gabimaru has it for sure. The Bandit Chief has it too, but he can't like use it.
Okay.
Because he got clapped. You seen him get clapped. Like
Yeah.
he was like, I see you have it, but you're just like too wild and I can see a weakness.
I was
And then he
upset
just
about
like,
that. I was like, bro, he got packed again.
but I don't think he's dead though. I don't think he's dead.
Don't think he's dead either.
And
He's just.
then we find out they sent out little scouts to scout the enemy team to see like what's their how good they are to like just bring back a freaking a scouting report like, all right, this guy can do this, this guy can do this, this is what you got to worry about, which is like funny.
What are you talking about,
And
the
they're
guys that are
like
not
what,
part
Tenzin?
Tenzin, but like kind of more
I
humanoid?
think they're like the monsters, except they're intelligent. 'Cause he was saying like the only difference between me and the monsters they send out is that I can think. They're just stupid.
Okay.
When he was explaining to the Bandit Chief, and the Bandit Chief was just like, I don't even think he was listening. He was just like, I don't care, bro.
Yeah.
Like he just tried to go kill him. And then so I kind of predicted that originally I thought that the Bandit Chief was going to turn into a monster when he got sent in the hole, but he wasn't going to like get converted into like a flower. He was going to stay and keep his brain and stay like fully
Fully
conscious or
conscious
whatever.
while being like a
Yeah.
monster.
Yeah. But then we find those people. So I was like semi right, semi wrong.
Instead, he's just eating the monsters.
Yeah.
Which is maybe why, because the dude asks him while they're fighting, he's like, have you like consumed like tau or something? So maybe him
Oh, he
like
said
eating the
that?
monsters is like helping him.
Yeah. That could be a thing too,
And then they also had the pink-haired girl that say Gabimaro, she was like trying to explain too. But
yeah,
she was
she just
just
kept saying
like,
the same thing.
nah. She's like, I don't know. I forgot what she was saying, but
Was it like
she can't.
strength, power, weakness, something?
Yeah, something like that. Like she just kept repeating the same words.
Yeah.
And then we were right about the guy playing a part, the samurai dragon
Yeah.
guy.
That was pretty
He's.
sweet when they were like having. It reminded me of Dragon Ball Z. You know how when. I don't know if you remember when they were going to Namek, it was Krillin and Gohan, but they were just like sitting across from each other, crisscross with their eyes closed, and they were sparring mentally in
Yeah.
their head. That was pretty sweet how he was like, I can't kill him, or if I try to go after his arm, I might be able to damage him. And then it would show what would happen. And they both, either way it went, they both would be like heavily damaged, or one might die and the other one would be like severely damaged. And then the guy next to him was like, all right, that's enough. This is like pointless. And he can see it too. Like, even though he's not the one in the battle, he can see them mentally fighting each other. That was pretty sweet.
And then the dude, and then like a long line of monsters comes up and he just like slices all of them. And
Yeah.
he's like, well, I'm gonna learn it right now. Like, he's whatever
Yeah,
you're talking
and he
about.
also was like, I want to be immortal, but he was like, I don't want to drink the elixir. I just want to have a story that gets passed down and people never forget my name. He was like, that's true immortality. Which was like, I was surprised. I was like, wow, that's, like, that's actually kind of deep. Like, I didn't expect him to have
I didn't expect
that
that
much
either.
depth to his character.
I thought he just liked fighting people,
Yeah,
honestly.
same. So,
Okay.
and they teamed up and they made a pact.
And then
Because
I
I
think.
remember, I was like, why do you want to fight me? Like, that makes no sense. Why do you want to kill him? I was like, that would make, that's so dumb. Like, you come across him all damaged and you, the first thing you want to do is try to kill him. So that, I'm glad that didn't happen that way.
Yeah, and I feel like it would have eliminated like a suitable character to actually fight against the main enemy if
Yeah,
they
I
were to
feel like
fight and
everybody who's
someone
alive
died.
right now is who's gonna stay. I mean, it's only one episode left, but this is the group that's gonna try to fight the Tenzin.
Sendo. And the only other thing, I think the blind master was trying to teach the little girl how to fight. Well, not
Yeah,
really.
he wasn't teaching her. He was like, I'm not gonna teach you, but you can just watch. And even though he's explaining to her, he's like, I'm not gonna like physically show you, because he's like, I'm tired of all my students dying. And she was like, well, I want to get strong so I can avenge his death, and I'm tired of people dying because I'm too weak to fight back or do anything about it.
It's like he's teaching her, but not really. Like he's teaching her, but he
yeah
doesn't want to feel like he's fully committing to be a teacher.
yeah
So, okay. And besides that, yep, my dude just got packed again. Just giving me Vegeta vibes. That's all. He's a Vegeta. He's a Bakugo of this show. That's fine. I don't know why I tend to like characters like this. I
I
feel
mean,
like
you didn't know he was gonna get packed up.
I know, but I always tend to like the characters that like I like them and then they get beat, but they don't necessarily die.
Yeah.
They just keep coming back. But
You
that's
like
all for
Todoroki, though.
Shota.
Do
I
you like
mean,
Todoroki?
not really. I mean, I like him, but he's not one of my favorites.
Okay.
No. And then Heavenly Delusion, that's kind of scary. Well, some parts were scary.
Like
This
what?
week, like when she looked into the girl's eye with the sunglasses, and then she got
Oh
stabbed with all the needles.
yeah. At first I thought that was the actual place. I'm like,
I thought it
whoa.
was too. I thought it was a
I thought they
robot.
set her up. I thought they set her up like, hey, come, we planted this fake kid here. And the robot just mutilated her. I'm like, oh my God. 'Cause remember she kept saying, I can see things people can't. So I thought they were like, hearing. I'm like, all right, we gotta get rid of this one. She's about to cause,
So
So.
let me start at the, I guess, the beginning. In the beginning, is it the lady talking about switching the brain? Is that the beginning of the
Yeah,
episode?
it was. I think the beginning of the episode is her talking to the scientist guy,
With the
because he was like,
glasses.
"Why did you pick her? It doesn't make any sense," or whatever. And then she was like, "Well, I'm trying to see." She wants to create heaven on earth, basically. That's like their goal, is heaven on earth, a paradise where people can't die or they can't get sick and everybody's like healthy or whatever. And then she was like, I'm going to transplant my brain into her body so I can keep on living, so I can see this thing,
Wait, but she was sick when she was explaining. She was like, she wanted to be the assistant director. So that means one day
Yeah.
she wanted to
She'll
be
be
the
Yeah. So that's the, that's how we going to do things.
director.
And he was like, "What? Without her consent?" And she was like, "I don't care." Like, what do you mean? I don't care. And then she also was like, all the hope is on what's her name's baby,
Tokyo.
which to yeah Tokyo's baby, which I'm not quite
I don't
understanding
get
yet.
that. Yeah, me
Yeah,
neither.
so
Then that conversation happens, and then it cuts to our Maru and Kiriko, and then it switches to Robin at like that factory with all the
yeah at that
smoke.
factory. Yeah, Robin's at the factory and he's doing stuff there.
So we know for sure that he's alive,
Still alive,
but he did
yeah.
look sketchy though. He looks pretty sketchy.
He
He's
looks older. He has like a scruffle on his face. It looks like he's stressed out and he hasn't slept because he's probably figured something out and he's like, God damn, I can't get this shit to work. Because it was a
know.
bunch of lights on. It was like a giant factory.
Yeah, it is weird
So.
that for a place to have that much power
Yeah.
in
So.
like this time. Do you think he's gonna be a good guy or a bad guy?
I think he'll be a good guy, but I think he'll be a bad guy in the eyes of the main characters because what he's trying to do doesn't align with what they think, maybe. So I think he'll be a good guy, but it's like it's weird. Like for the better outcome, he might have to do some shady stuff, but it's like I have to do it kind of deal.
Okay. Because right now he looks kind of villainous to me. So I don't know. But
It
they
might
just.
not even be Robin. It might be the doctor transplanted his brain into Robin's head.
Dang. You.
What?
Well, I don't know. Like, you
Why'd
mean
you
like an
say
old
dang? Is that what
lady?
you're going to predict? No. The
No.
other doctor. Remember how it was when they were first, when she was like, the doctor did the transplant on me and my
Oh, the
brother,
one
and
with
he
the
just
scar.
disappeared. Yeah.
Could be. I don't know. That would be now we're doing brain more brain transplant stuff, so I don't know. But hopefully he's not a villain because that'll be really disappointing for Kiriko. But I guess we'll
Yeah.
see. And then they switch back to the school. We got the I think her name's Mimehime. The girl looks like Kiriko.
Yeah.
And she was just like chilling outside. I think she was like planting like water
We
like.
find out she has like animal ears, which makes sense 'cause like we
Yeah.
always seen I thought that was just her hair, but it's like bat ears.
And it was just like all of a sudden. Like, I feel like before they weren't there. And then this
With
episode,
the
they just kept
ears?
popping out. Yeah.
Oh, well, they've always been there, but she never lifted them up and used them to hear.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I feel like this is the first episode where they were like lifting up.
Yeah.
And like, when it first happened, I was like, what? Like, what the? Like, it just caught me off guard. But then the Stevie Wonder girl walks over to her, and she, or no, she's just like sitting down, like playing like some kind of instrument. And then I think Mimi walks over because she's like alone, and then she's like, "Why are you so
Yeah, she asked
alone?"
like, "Why are you alone?" And she was like, "All the other kids say I'm annoying." And then she was like, "You're not annoying." And then she took, 'cause she was crying, she took her glasses off and tried to wipe her tears. And then that's when the
Yeah.
freaking building just like opens up. There's a bunch of
She was
needles and knives and syringes and
Tsukuyomi.
stuff. Yeah.
She was
And
a
then
Sharingan.
we find out that she actually didn't get stabbed 1,000 times. It was all in her head.
I
And
find like the it's funny that the same power created like the second most or equally most like terrifying scene of the show for me.
yeah, I'm assuming that's that man eater was that girl.
You think the girl turned into a man eater, like a full man eater?
Yeah, I mean, we find out when you die, you turn into a man eater. If
But
you
I
have
thought that's
man
if
eater
you
in
were
you,
sick.
I think they're the OGs.
What do you mean the OGs? Like,
Like
what do you
the
mean?
original, like patient zero man eaters, those kids in that school.
So you think they like grew older and then they just turned into man eaters?
They grew older and died, yeah, and then turned into
Oh,
man
they
eaters.
died
But
into
remember,
man
there's
eaters.
already kids. There was a kid that already got sick and died. So they might not be sick right now, but when they get older, they probably got sick and died.
Okay.
Because the old lady who wants to do the brain transplant, she was like, "How did they get sick? Like, are any more of them sick? What is happening?" Like, she was asking the doctor, like, "Can this happen to the other kids?" He was like, "We don't know. Like, we don't know." So I
Maybe
think
is
they
that why they
all.
cremate them then?
I mean, he when they cremated him, that mask came out, remember? And they didn't know what that was. And that's why I'm saying that man eater is what's going to come out and like force. Remember they were all in the pool in this episode and it was no teacher around,
Yeah, that was
but
scary too.
and they're like, "All right, you're going to be faced with a decision. You can either stay or you can run." And you won't know when like the test is going to happen, but when it happens, you just have to make your decision. And what I think is going to happen, he was like, the power's going to go out and it's going to allow them a chance to leave when he was talking to the other the assistant, because they like they devised this plan together. And so
Yeah.
I think is going to happen is Maru and is the baby, the twin, who got taken out of the place. And then the other twin we haven't seen yet at all, because that's the one that stayed inside when this thing, right, when whatever happens, happens.
Okay.
And
Well, I
then I
guess
think
we'll
that
see
the
then.
Maneater is going to be let loose because that mass is still in the building.
But do you
And
think
they
that
don't know what it
they,
is.
like the guy with the glasses and the assistant director, let the Maneater be loose?
Don't think they let it be loose. I think it's just going to go loose. I think they originally, their original plan was to just allow the students to choose if they want to stay or leave, but they're not realizing that that mass is a Maneater. And it just so coincidentally happens that when they do this test, that thing becomes alive too, simultaneously. That's what I think is going to happen. So it's just going to be
And
coincidental.
there was also this weird part where Mime was like in front of the artist guy who was like sick in bed, because he said he was like
Yeah, and she
feeling
saw
the
him as a
same
man-eater.
things as Tokyo. You remember that? He was like,
Yeah.
me and Tokyo are like connected right now, like I feel like
Yeah, I
sick.
can feel what she feels, and yeah.
And then like she like hallucinated like a big like Maneater like
That's him
above
as a
him.
man-eater in the future.
You think that's him?
Yes. She was like, I can see things. She was like, it's almost like I can see the future, but I can't tell if it's like going to happen now, or you remember she was like, I can see things that's going to happen, but I don't know if they're going to happen right now. She was like, sometimes it feels like something's going to happen in within the next few minutes, when really it won't happen until the next few days. And sometimes I feel like something won't happen until the next few days, and it happens in the next few minutes.
Okay.
So I think she can see the future, and she's seeing it. I think all of them are man-eaters, because we saw the babies. Remember, we saw the babies when Sue, I'm gonna call her Sue because I don't know her name, but she looks just like Sue from My Hero, took Tokyo. I said Tokyo. Is that her name? Tokyo?
It's Tokyo.
Tokyo to see the babies. Remember, she was like, look at the babies, and all the babies were like half man-eater, half human.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that class of kids were those were in the same situation those other babies were in, but now they're like, toddlers or whatever, and now they introduce them to the rest of the group, and then when they die, they become man-eaters fully. So that's what I think. That's what I think. That's what it looks like to me. So
Okay.
yeah.
I guess we'll see. When I saw the big Maneater like putting blood all over the floor like she was seeing, I thought that was maybe like the Maneater you were saying that like maybe got let
Oh, would
loose and they
show
didn't
up.
know about.
It could be that too. It could be that too. I think that's probably more realistic, honestly, now that you've mentioned it. I didn't even think about it like that.
But I
That
don't know.
yeah, that could be true. I still do think they turn into man-eaters though. Like I think that little girl with the sunglasses definitely turned into that man-eater that was in the basement of that facility.
But then I
Like they
guess,
might
like,
not
how did she
explicitly
get
say it.
there, though?
She probably escaped too, with with the rest of them.
Oh, you're saying, like, maybe she died there? Like, in that
No, no,
area?
no. Not I think she got older, but she died eventually, and that's where she ended up as a man-eater in the basement.
What about, like, the Spider Maneater that does the ice and, like, the little baby boy that
The
does the
baby that does the
ice?
ice too. That could be his mom.
It could
Bro, think
be.
about it. All the women were dead. All the women were gone.
Or they're
And
saying
he had
that
a
he knows who killed that specific mother of like
right.
that child.
But he was saying he knew that. He didn't know for sure, but he was saying, I knew that was you. But even then, so look, let's say regardless, right? From what we
Okay.
from our understanding is that when Maru and what's the other girl's name? Maru
Kiriko?
and Kiriko, remember when they went to help what's her name die as a human, and Maru did
Yes.
the fatal drive, and they talked to the or fatal dive, and they talked to the doctor who's not really a doctor, but he was just creating, like prosthetics for people. He was like, yeah, what happens is when you get sick with the disease, you die and you turn into a man eater, right?
Right.
So Maru did the Maru touch, and he negated or whatever, killed that mass the man-eater disease inside of her, right? The core is what he calls it. So when she dies, she can't turn into a man-eater because the core is dead. But, so even if that dude killed the baby's mom, he didn't kill her with a fatal dive to, like, destroy that core. So she's dead, right? He probably did kill her. But once she died, the man-eater turned, she turned into a man-eater and became the spider. And her baby has the same powers as her, as that man-eater, because that, you know, she had the core in her when she had the baby.
That could be it.
And she could be one of the girls or one of the people that escaped the school after the test.
I just,
time has passed.
I need to know how long after you die do you become a man-eater.
I mean, he's been away from that place for some time, though. I don't know if it was a year or so, but...
But I also feel like if the reason that the place broke down was because of her turning into a man-eater, I feel like those guys would have, like, said something like, oh,
no,
yeah,
but I don't,
like,
think they knew. Because remember, they left? They killed, like, they escaped, and then they just left. They were in their own little thing.
Okay. So then maybe...
And then when they, and they probably weren't even going back there, because they were like, we're gone now. Like, we're away from these women that are crazy and trying to breed us as pigs. But what happened is the dude probably killed her, and then they all ran because she might have been like the head or something. I don't know, or jealous. I don't know. But, and then they're like, well, she's dead. We got to, you know, bury the body or something. And then the body just transformed into a man-eater overnight. And all the other people either died or they tried to run away, because the man-eater eats people. So even if, you know, all the other people died, you probably wouldn't see any blood or anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Okay. And then besides that, I think Mime went back to the little girl and, like, faced
talked
her fears.
Her,
yeah.
And she was like, it's okay. It won't annoy me. And then she was like, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. And then it just stopped. And then she was like, see, your thing doesn't annoy me. And then they were just cool. And now they're like best friends.
Yeah. And then I think Tokyo, I think she had her kid. Yeah, she had the kid. Two kids.
Two kids, yeah.
And then she just started walking to normal, went back to class, I guess.
Yeah, she showed up at the pool with the rest of the people. Even though, and this is funny, because they were like, don't bring a swimsuit, you won't be swimming. And then half of the people brought swimsuits, and half of the people were just dressed normal.
Yeah, they're like, some of us didn't understand the information that was given. That's okay. That test was really, like, scary, because it felt very eerie. And then even one
it wasn't even,
was like,
but that wasn't even the test, though. Remember, he was like, we won't tell you when the test is. It'll just happen, and you'll have to make a decision. So...
But even one girl was like, you know, this doesn't really feel right to me for some reason.
Yeah. And so, because the director, the assistant director, and the dude, they did say something like, we're going to turn the power off.
Okay.
And allowed him, because remember the test was like, do you guys want to go outside, outside? And they were like, what? What's outside, outside? And they were like, you'll be given an opportunity to go outside, outside. You can choose if you want to stay or if you want to leave. And we won't tell you when it'll happen. You'll just know. Like, it'll just happen.
I don't know. I just know I'm excited for this finale. I don't know what's going to happen. And I feel like we've gotten some information, but really not that much from the beginning of the season. I feel like.
Yeah. I don't think it's aliens. I don't know. It might be aliens. I do think one of those theories are true, though. I don't know which one. I don't think, I kind of want to feel like it's aliens that showed up.
Like, what happened? Like, where'd they go, though? Like, aliens showed up, and then, like, what? We, like, captured them?
They captured them, and then they did experiments, and they created the man-eater human hybrid thing.
But that's
wait, you think
I
none
got.
Of the theories are true?
No, I think I think the future and past thing is a good theory.
No, I'm talking about the when the storyteller was like, there's
like
three
how
theories
the world
on,
got messed up.
Yeah, how the world became to what it is today.
And what were the theories? Aliens,
It was aliens, the
War.
war theory, like it was mass war, and that caused complete, chaos, like nuclear war, alien theory. And I forgot what the other one was.
I could see aliens. I can't really see war just because I feel like people would know if it was a war that started it. And then I also don't remember the other theory. So I could see aliens for sure. Some kind of sickness, some kind of. Well, I guess my only question would be like, why are there no more aliens? I don't know.
All right, I had to change the battery in my headset
Oh, okay.
for a second.
I don't know, man. What was your episode of the week?
Episode of the week. Either Heavenly Delusion or Hell's Paradise, because the information.
Okay.
I didn't really. The Demon Slayer backstory was just like, eh, whatever. I guess.
Yeah, I didn't really
I'm not
care
gonna
for that.
lie. It's so crazy because I like argue down with you like in the past. Like Demon Slayer is so good, but I kind of been feeling like
Oh
I kind of been feeling like aside from like the fighting and stuff. I mean, maybe it's because we're not touching on the characters I really care about. Like I like Tanjiro, I like Zenitsu, and I like the other guy.
no scare.
And no, yeah, Inosuke. So it's kind of like I don't really care about the love Hashira. Like Marichiro is pretty cool, but his backstory didn't really make me feel no type of way either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe it's because like the focus is not on the characters I really like, but I kind of been feeling like not the whole season, but like the past couple episodes, I just been like, all right, okay, cool, I guess.
It's been
Okay,
mid.
yeah.
It's
Aside
been
from like the
mid.
fighting, is it hasn't really been that crazy. I mean, but the story's never been that crazy. But don't know. I feel like the past last season was way better to me.
I've seen a lot of people saying that though, that they enjoyed season two more than this season, and it was just more interesting. But like, I've also seen a lot of people saying like this was also like the worst arc in the manga too.
Okay. So yeah.
So that might be it. And
Like
then they
Tengen was
say,
so much cooler than both of them combined.
yeah, I love Tengen, but these two I don't really care much for at the moment. I like Kanroji, I think a little bit more than Muichiro right now, but like I had to wait until literally like the last two episodes to get a backstory and fighting from her. So I don't know. But I have heard that this is like not the best arc. So I guess we'll see. A 70-minute finale, I'm sure we'll get some at least good animation
You
and
know we're gonna
fighting.
get the backstory of the dude, and we almost got we got a little bit. It ended so weird too, like it was freaking Nezuko mid jump attack, and then it just froze on her face. I was
Yeah.
like, that was the weirdest like cliffhanger ever. Like what the heck? It was so random. And then we were gonna get a backstory on that dude because he was like, Tanjiro was like, you can't run away from your responsibilities. You're da 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 da, and then he was like having a flashback. I guess he used to be really weak, and I'm assuming somebody lied on him and said he did something, and he didn't do it. And ever since then, people have treated him bad, and he's super weak. And he's like, "Why do you guys treat me this way? I'm not strong. I'm a weak person, and you bully me, and you say I lie and I do all these things, and I don't do them." So, I think his
Yeah.
backstory is either gonna be. It's either going to be that he has a split personality disorder and he does things as one person and then he converts back to his other self and he has no recollection and then people say he did these bad things. And when he's in that form, he feels super down and sad all the time because he feels like people are just targeting him and lying to him. When in reality, he is doing those things, but he can't, he doesn't know. And that's why when he's in a demon form, he has the different emotions because he has like a disorder. That's my prediction. I could be wrong though. But that's what I think.
My prediction is just like something similar to like what's his name? Is it Giatoro? The main Upper Moon in
Yeah, last
last
time with
season.
his sister, he
Like I
was
could see
poor.
it being something similar to like his sister were like, I don't know, he got blamed for something he didn't really do or something like that. Like, he got lied on, and then, like, maybe they just, like, persecuted him and, like, beat him up really bad. I could see something like that happening.
Yeah. That still doesn't give him the right to become a demon and kill people, but...
No.
Yeah.
Honestly, none of the demons I've heard are justified. No. Like, I don't think any of them are really justified. But my episode of the week, I think it was probably... I feel like it was Vinland, honestly. Like, I feel like it was, like... I just feel like it was so bold of them to, like, have an episode where you thought there was going to be, like, a big climax, and they just cut it, like, so short. Not really short, but, like, nothing really happened. And it was, like, so funny that nothing happened. And I just thought that was... They did that really well. But, animation of the week, I would say mine.
Demon
probably,
Slayer.
Yeah, probably Demon Slayer.
CGI
there
trees.
Was some fighting. I don't think the CGI looks bad.
I don't either. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of, it's not bad. It's just, I don't know. It's different. I'm surprised that they use so much on the trees.
Yeah, I mean, aren't they, like, all CGI for the most part?
Yeah, all of them are CGI, yeah.
Maybe the last episode will have some different. Or maybe not. I don't know. It's 70 minutes. I feel like they could just put, like, 3 episodes instead of just putting, like, an hour episode.
I mean, I don't mind the hour-long episode.
That's just me. That's just me. Unless they, like, plan on putting, like, a theater or something. I don't know. But they be doing that, like,
you know, like, they put it in a theater,
like, yeah, like, some, and, well, okay, this is probably just reserved for One Piece, but in One Piece, like, they're talking about, like, putting, like, certain episodes, like, in the theater, like, when Luffy goes, like, Gear 5, I heard they're putting that, like, in a theater.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what they be doing in Japan. I'm not over there. But yeah, animation of the week, Demon Slayer probably for me too. Moment of the week, I already gave Vinland the episode of the week, so I'd probably give it to Heavenly Delusion when they were by, like, the pool. I just thought that was, like, really eerie, and, like, I have no idea, like, what to expect from it. Like, I just have this feeling that, like, they're all gonna die.
And what? Demon Slayer?
In Heavenly Delusion.
Oh. I was like, what?
No, not Demon Slayer.
Okay. I do think end up they all end up dying eventually. Not our main characters, but I think the kids. And that's how the Mandarins take over the world. But yeah.
Oh, wait, that's actually way. Okay, so if we're going, like, future past theory, do you think that for the past that Maneaters weren't in the outside world?
Yes.
And, like, they didn't get out, but they got out because of this specific, like, facility?
Situation, yeah.
Okay. That would be interesting, too. Because I didn't think about it like that. I was just thinking, like, they're inside this place, but, like, the outside also has Maneaters at this, like, time period. But it could be, like, some freaky, like, scientific, like, mess up where, like, they're doing all this stuff and then they accidentally let them out.
Yeah, and it causes mayhem.
Okay. What was your moment of the week?
Moment of the week when girl got mutilated. She took the glasses off. She took the sunglasses off. Mimi Hime took the sunglasses off that little girl, and then out of nowhere, the freaking walls just transformed into arms and started stabbing her. I'm like, what is going on?
I thought it was real. Like,
I did too. I thought it was real too. I'm like, what is happening? Like, what the heck?
I was like, dang, they really did her like that? I thought maybe it was like she, like, messed up, like she wasn't supposed to talk to her or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they planted her there. And whoever came to the girl was going to get it.
It's like, dang, that's brutal, bro. Okay. Well, that's all I got for this week.
Same.
Those are all my takes. We got what we got. We got finales for three of our shows. Hell's Paradise will be the last one standing the next week. Who do you think is gonna have the best finale?
Demon Slayer. Well, in terms for me personally, I think Heavenly Delusion, but I think overall animation, fighting, and just like the package, I'll say Demon Slayer,
Yeah.
but in terms of story, I'll say Heavenly Delusion.
Okay. I'd say Heavenly Delusion. I think Demon Slayer's kind of cheating by putting a 70-minute finale out.
You
I
think it's not
don't
fair?
think it's fair. He was like, all right, like it's like, but I think Heavenly Delusion will have the best finale, like story wise, for me.
I think I'll enjoy Vinland like the most though. Just him seeing his mom and stuff back home.
Yeah,
'Cause I've been kind of
that'll be
waiting to
awesome.
see that. That would be
I
awesome.
just really felt like this week was the finale, though.
Yeah.
It just felt like such a perfect
It felt trash to
finale.
me. I'm not gonna lie. I still stand by what I said. I sent you the text. I'm like, all right, bro. I'm like, all right, bro. I guess is this like, if that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing. It's cool, I guess. I don't know, because I was on the bandwagon of like, I don't care if he's not fighting, but now I'm like,
Switch
I feel like
sides.
they're milking it right now. Like, it's no way.
What are
I
they
don't know. It's
milking?
like, I feel like it's to the point where like,
They try to
it's
save money
weird.
on animation.
Not save money on animation, but it's like, all right, they already proved their point. Like, he doesn't want to fight anymore. But now I feel like they're going out their way to put him in situations where it's like, all right, bro, you gotta fight. And he's just like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna fight. That's what I feel like. Like they're forcing it, if that makes sense. It's not
Not that.
organic.
Wait, what are they forcing? Can you tell me? Can you go back again?
Him
What are
not
they?
fighting, like him being peaceful. Like it doesn't feel
Okay.
organic. Like when he was doing it earlier in the show, like when he was letting Snake cut him, that felt organic. You know what I'm saying? Like it felt like, all right. You know, he doesn't want to do this anymore. That's not him.
Yeah, like you think the peak of his character development should end it right there, and like there wasn't really much to add, like on that narrative.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like the end just showed maybe just like the realistic side of him more than anything. Maybe just like realistically, he knew that he could not defeat or change an entire kingdom. Because I feel like.
I'm not saying no. I'm not saying he should have fought Canute. I'm just saying like the 100 punch thing was unnecessary. I feel like
Yeah.
they could have just let him go talk to Canute, and they do the conversation. That whole 100 punch 12 minutes. I don't think that was necessary. I don't think that added anything to his character, to me or to anybody. I don't. To me, it didn't like make me feel even more like, oh, whoa, he's really, you know, dedicated to this, because we already know he's dedicated to this. You know what I'm saying? Like it
Yeah.
just
It
wasted.
didn't
I
add
don't.
anything to how you
His
saw him
character.
resolve.
That's what I'm saying. Like it didn't add anything to him for me. And then for that to be a whole episode, basically, so 12 minutes of him getting punched, and then the last 12 minutes is him talking to Canute, and then the next episode is another 12 minutes, 12 to 14 minutes of him talking to Canute again. Where in reality, those two episodes could have been pushed into one, right? And then the last episode is him going back home, and it's just him, you know, whatever they do when he's back at home.
Yeah. Okay. No, I definitely agree with you, especially on the punches. Like I thought that was really, even though we thought it was gonna be the whole episode, and like my expectations were a lot worse for it, and like they still made me enjoy at least like the ending of it. But I still, when I think about his character, I still don't see why he needed to be punched 100 times. But I guess we'll see what's gonna happen in the finale. I hope they show. I know they're gonna show him like talking to his family or what he has left of his family, but I hope they show
he only had a sister and a mom.
Was there anyone else like on that land?
Yeah, like neighbors, right? It was neighbors. Okay. His dad Thor's was like the guy. He was like the leader of the group.
Okay.
You don't remember in the first season when Floki and them showed up and they were like, "Thor's, it's a war. You got to come back. You got to fight." And Thor's was like, "What?" He was like, "Yeah, you got to come back. You got to fight." Because he deserted like 12 years ago. And Floki went to go find him and bring him back and was like, "Hey, you got to fight." He really just wanted to kill him. I don't know why. He was the general. Thor's was a general. I seen one person say that the reason Floki had Thor's killed is because Thor's, and you know, it's crazy. So the leader, the king of the Vikings, is Thor's wife's dad. So his father-in-law is the king of the Vikings, like the head king of the Vikings.
Like the guy that's talking to Canute all the time?
No, not him.
Okay.
But so Thorfinn and his sister are literally directly related to the king that owns the Vikings. So technically, Thorfinn is a prince.
Okay.
But they don't talk about that at all. I only know this because I've been watching. It's this group of people that I watch on YouTube. They react to episodes. And I've just been watching them react to like a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
So I've been like low-key recapping the shows.
Did they show that character in the season?
No, it was season one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was the first time when they were describing... it was like a flashback. It was when Thor's had his first kid, which was, Thorfinn's sister. And it was just showing him, like, how he was so different back then, because he was still a soldier. And he was holding the baby, like, with one hand.
Yeah.
Just looking at it. And then, I mean, he's changed so much, but, like, that was his first kid. And he was like, "Oh, okay, I'll be back. I have to go to battle." And then, he was saying that's the only time he's seen his wife mad, because he was holding their kid like in that way and kind of like dismissing it, like, "Okay, whatever." And then he was like, name our child. Or she was like, "Name our child."
I don't even know the girl's name.
Yeah, I don't remember her name either. But
I guess we'll see. Wait, how much older is she than Thorfinn?
Probably like 8 years.
Oh, it was like a big difference.
Yeah, she was like a teenager. You know, he was like, what, 9 at the time?
Yeah, it was like 8 or 9. Or 10.
She like caught a whale with her bare hands.
What?
not a whale, but it was like a giant fish. And you know how use a harpoon? You can use a harpoon to like fish. She grabbed it with her hand, threw it in the water, and then just pulled it out by herself. A giant fish. With like a bunch of dudes on other boats looking at her, and they're like, "Whoa, you're amazing!" this is when they just got the news that Thor's had died, and she was kind of like, she was trying to play it like she wasn't sad about it. When they got the news, she was like, okay, well, I got a lot of work to do. You know, there's a lot of work on the land. I got to tell people what they got to do, and if I don't, you know, basically move the livestock and stuff like that, a bunch of stuff will fall down, so I don't have time to worry about that right now." But you know, she was kind of like, you know, that's supposed to happen. People die, it's whatever. But then at the end of the night, the mom came in and was like, "Hey, you know, you should take a break. You've been working pretty hard today." And then she was like, "No, I'm fine." And she grabbed her hand and was like, "No, take a break." And then when she took a break, she started like breaking down, crying. And then it cut back to Thorfinn on the boat following Askeladd with like the menace face, just super angry. Because he was on a ship. It was two ships, right? Because they took the ship that Thor's and them came on. They took one of their ships and they were just dragging it behind theirs. And Thorfinn was just in the back of the boat, just like staring at him.
What a guy.
So yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know if they're doing anything with that, but technically Thorfinn is a prince.
What's up, Sands?
Prince of all Vikings. That's low-key crazy.
I feel like
they might do something with it. I don't know. They might not. They might not.
Thorfinn kind of... Who's he remind me of? No, he doesn't remind me of Ace. Never mind. But, yeah. That's all I got this week.
Same.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to go to the gym today. It's late.
Why not?
I don't like... I usually go in the mornings. And around this time, it's pretty packed because it's after work. And there's only two squat racks, and I was going to do legs today, and I know for sure somebody is going to be on that squat rack, and I do not feel like waiting.
That's fair. I get like that, too. I usually like to go in the morning, and if it gets too late, I'm just like, man, I just don't want to do it. If it gets like 5 or 6, it's like, man, it's too late. But yeah. That's it for this week, episode 31. Next week, we got all the finales except Hell's Paradise. But, yeah. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, like, share, follow, subscribe, whatever course of action. Peace out.
Peace.